Welcome to The Worst Week Yet, the least informed podcast on the left. It's a podcast where every week for the last 150 weeks, I've fired up these microphones and done the most piss poor possible job of telling ins what the fuck is going on. And I'm so grateful that you just keep tuning in. I'm your host, Andrew Hillary, and I'm joined today, well, first of all, by Kennedy Cooper. Kennedy,
what's up? You know, you lied just now.
Did I?
There was a week where Deanna and I had to do it alone, and it was That's fucking fair. Awful.
Okay, here's the thing. I had to edit that episode, and I put more work into that week than I have done into any other week. I should have just canceled the show at that point. There was different volume levels. Everybody's microphones were cutting out. I'm like, did anybody
monitor this? Hey, this is more information than the audience needs, but I actually do have a actually good backup recording solution now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We can talk about that later.
Okay. Yeah, no. In our third seat, holy shit. This is a special episode. This is a milestone episode. And so we have a guest whose name you are quite familiar with. You've been hearing it from the jump, and we are pleased to have joining us today. You may know
MSG
him.
Centipede. Welcome to the show.
It's actually PBS Tonsil Snails. CIA,
I'm sorry.
AKA
hey, it's
Cody.
Your boy. It's your boy.
What?
CIA Brain Bugs.
Hell yeah.
I consider myself the DJ Khaled of this podcast. I pay money and my name gets shouted out every once in a while. So
we, you know, coincidentally,
another one.
We the best music. So, yeah. Is that DJ Khaled?
Yes.
Here's the thing.
I think so. Yeah.
I don't know all that much about you, but I bet you eat pussy. So, like, you got that over DJ Khaled.
I have been known. I have known to do so.
Hell yeah.
Got that over him.
Suck on that one, DJ Khaled.
Put that on your resume.
I'm like DJ Khaled if he did eat pussy.
Hell yeah. Well, I'm honored to be here. Thanks for, you know, letting me come on and, you know, do this. This is going to be real weird because I get my news from you. So
there's your first mistake.
That's the first mistake. So it's going to be this real, like, Ouroboros of stupidity, you know.
Yeah. Where... You're getting the news a day early today.
Hell yeah. I'll be so informed at work tomorrow.
Wait, what was that show? There was a show called Early Edition where, like, some guy just got the newspaper a day early. So it was like premonitions or whatever. So that, man, I have no idea how that show turned out, but what a good concept.
That's what it's like to be a guest on this show.
Yeah.
Especially because an alarming number of people get their news exclusively from us. I don't know why we hear that so often as feedback. That's not the feedback I want personally.
No, it's not true. I get my news from the same source as Andrew probably does is the problem too.
Somebody told me once, I forget exactly how they said it, it was something like, if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't, like, if it wasn't for your podcast, I would have no idea what's going on in the world. And I was like, dog, you still have no idea what's going on in the world. I'm so sorry. But hey, we have fun here. We have a good time. Oh, man. Yeah, we, speaking of news, oh boy, do we have some. I feel like...
But isn't there something we have to do first?
You know, there is. We have to address the elephant in the room, and that is our Patreon. Look at that. Our Patreon is at elephant.com. No, it is at patreon.com/worstweekyet, where you can sign up to support the show and get... semi-regular bonus episodes. Yeah, that's right. Most podcasts, they're like, oh, we'll give you an extra episode every week. Us? Oh, no. We do things a little different over here. We fuck around. We keep you on your toes. Speaking of which, we recorded an episode last Sunday, and I'm just now realizing I forgot to post it.
It's really good.
Yeah, there's animal news. We looked things up. We did actual research, like, live on the podcast. Well, I didn't. Deanna did. That's right. Deanna was there for that. Deanna will be back next week. We don't know where Deanna is.
I just assumed she found out one of the drooling masses was going to be on here and said no thanks.
No. She I texted her on Tuesday.
Deanna has a policy. She's like, if there's even a 1% chance that this guest might be canceled in the future.
Well, Deanna thinks that
you look back on our previous episodes and wonder.
Oh,
okay. No, I'm just
Well, here's the thing is that Deanna sees through your bullshit, okay? She knows that you call yourself CIA brain bugs, and like some people would be like, oh, that's just a silly joke. No, Deanna knows that you're playing 5D chess. You're doing the what is it, practical magic? I forget what kind of magic. It's the one where you actually tell people what you're doing, but then it's like pretending that you're not doing it. So you are in the CIA. You're a narc. You're recording this right now, and we're going down. And Deanna's.
Oh my God, you're recording this?
Are you wearing a wire?
Yeah, I'm actually your assigned NSA agent. And,
oh my gosh.
We'll chat after this.
I have so many questions.
I've been honestly, this is a huge relief.
All that money of the NSA just goes to various Patreons.
Oh, speaking of Patreons, patreon.com/worstweekyet. If you give $10 a month, we say your name. So, shout out to You Fuck Like My Dad, Chauncey Yonder's Mega Force Base, Terminally Online Leftist, Music to Ignore, Zap Actions Downer, Andrea Humphrey, Goblin Mode, Optimus Crime, The Man in the West, Nandy Angelus, Josh Troopin, Nick Adams, parentheses Alpha Male, AJ from Baltimore, In Next, Dragula 206, Brienne, and BBC Cup of Tea.
I'll allow it. I love hearing it. every week.
The amount of times that I've looked up government agency acronyms and then not written it down and then had to try and remember on the fly. I'm so bad at this job. But I would argue I have more fun doing it than almost anyone else. So
it was only appropriate, though, that we have someone like CIA Brain Bugs, a.k.a. Cody, on the show. We're going to call him that for the rest of the episode, so I just don't want it to be startling to you listeners.
There's a fourth guest? Who's this Cody? Sounds like an asshole.
There is a fourth guest. It's Biscuit. I'm recording at I recorded last week at Deanna's house, even though Deanna wasn't there. This week, I'm back at my house, and that means that the cat might disconnect the fucking podcaster in the middle of the show. You don't know. There's no way to know for sure.
Anyway, it's only appropriate we have a guest like this for what is the 150th episode, which
seems
like a big number.
Yeah. It's, you know,
I bet that's a number that has a name. I bet there's like a name.
Is there a special name for 150?
Cent and a half.
I can see you Googling it, and I know. I know, as a longtime fan, we got it.
There is a thing. This is the sesquicentennial episode. I'm really good at that.
Is it the sesquicentennial?
Sesquicentennial. That's right. Yeah.
Edit that out, gravy. So we've got a lot of news. We've got a lot of news. And again, thank you so much for listening for 150 weeks, you fucking freaks.
Sesquicentennial weeks.
It is the Sasquatchtennial episode of The Worst Week Yet. And we are so pleased to be here with you today. I want to begin with a story that, frankly, I don't think is getting enough attention. There's been a lot of people talking about it, but I don't think this is maybe the defining story of the moment we are currently in. And of course, I am referring to Shortsgate. That's right. This week, Chuck Schumer, the alleged leader of the alleged United States.
I thought you were talking about that mild controversy where someone said Martin Short wasn't funny.
Oh, no, that was fake news. I'm talking about how the Senate changed its dress code so that John Fetterman could keep showing up looking like shit. And honestly, I'm now more convinced to run for Senate. Like, if he can wear a hoodie and shorts, I can wear cat shirts. Right?
Now, there's still a rule about podcasters not being in the Senate.
We'll get that one overturned next, okay?
Honestly, when he's president,
that rule's getting overturned. Just saying.
Yeah, I'm not that mad about it. Like, whenever there's like people tweet like mean things about podcasters, I'm like, you're kind of right. Like podcasters all deserve to be executed. I'm like, well,
some, I guess so. I assume are good people.
There's good people on both sides.
No, I saw, so this story, I actually just saw it this morning. My senator in Iowa, the old motherfucker, Chuck Grassley, sent out some message. Yeah. Oh my God. It'd be all about the Windsor Heights Dairy Queen. He tweets about the Dairy Queen in Windsor Heights all the time. But no, he put out a message saying, I'm still going to wear a suit and tie every day, just like we have for 240 years. This guy's been in the Senate for almost all of those 240 years too. So
yeah, just like I have every day since the Reconstruction era. I don't know. Yeah. He's old as shit, but you know, I think a lot of people are very upset about this.
I'm gonna have a illegal immigrant press my suit every morning, just like my forefathers.
And I'll give him a penny. It'll be shiny. Here's the thing. A lot of people are mad as fuck that John Fetterman can continue showing up looking like objectively a slob. But you know what? That's a representative of the people he represents. That is what shorts and a hoodie is formal wear in most parts of Pennsylvania. So like he's representing the people he represents. But people are mad.
I bet there's fundraisers in like high dollar fundraisers in Pennsylvania that are mostly shorts and hoodies.
Well, in Pittsburgh, you can wear a Steelers jersey to a wedding or a funeral.
That's true. I've seen it.
You can wear a fucking Steelers jersey to a job interview and you will be promoted before you're even hired. Here's the thing is that a lot of people are mad about this, and you know, I think that in general, dress codes are a stupid thing. But like, I get it. Like, I don't agree with it, but I get it. But here's the thing is that I don't understand why this isn't a conversation now whenever fucking Kyrsten Sinema has been showing up to work dressed like a side character in a shitty Tim Burton movie for 2 years. Like, what the fuck? Like, why does nobody...
Batman villains. Yeah.
I just want to bring up, I know I've ranted about this before, but what happened, Kyrsten Sinema? In her first like few weeks, she was slaying.
Yeah.
Like, look at some of those early fits, and they're actually fire. Completely unironically. And like, then like six months to a year in, her sense of fashion just goes out the fucking window. And she goes from like actual fits to just like, I don't even know what, like she's raiding Ruth Bader Ginsburg's secondhand closet and then pairing that up with like
sustainable thrifting
that she stole from Lil Pump's closet. And she's like, yeah, this is the fit right here. And it's like, no,
it's like,
what happened?
Well, she's a centrist now. She's not a Democrat. She's an independent. So, you know.
But even before it didn't all happen at once, because her politics got worse before her fashion went completely downhill. Because I used to make jokes about how, you know, us queers wanted to claim her.
Like, yeah. There was a brief moment. There was a brief moment. But yeah, no, she's fallen off. And you know what? I think Kyrsten Sinema should start wearing maybe some hoodies and shorts. Maybe that's her. That's
honestly,
her trajectory.
That should be the trajectory right now.
Keep the pink wig, but you know, try out a hoodie. They're not that bad. I'm wearing a hoodie right now, listeners.
Holy
that's right.
Shit.
Yeah, that's right.
Mind blowing.
Yeah, I was gonna say something. CIA brain decorum. Bugs over here. I'm wearing a suit and tie to this Zoom meeting. I showed up and I'm like, I thought this was a real podcast.
Is that a three-piece? You got a vest? Oh my God. We are being shamed.
I also thought it was interesting that you showed up with a prepared eulogy.
I did also notice that you showed up with a loaded gun, but that's totally on par. Like that nothing out of
that's pretty normal
there.
For yeah.
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 This is a stand your ground.
Not only
podcast.
Do I consider myself the DJ Khaled of this podcast, but I also consider myself the Mark David Chapman of this podcast. I will be coming for you one day, Andrew.
Let's fucking go. You're in Iowa, right? I'm coming for you.
Consider yourself the Elon Musk of this podcast, you know, just showing up, waving around a gun, demanding to be recorded.
Oh my God, we have Elon Musk stories to get to, but just there's been like three or four times that I've seen in the last week where he's just been like so pathetically begging people, like celebrities on Twitter, to like release their things on Twitter. He's like, I think whenever Taylor Swift was talking about like her new album coming out or something, there was an Elon Musk reply where he's like, hey, just so you know, you can release this music directly on Twitter. And then he did it to Russell Brand too. Like, hey, if since YouTube demonetized you, you can always release your things on Twitter. And it's like, man, are you sad? This is, yeah, it's pathetic to see the billionaire owner of a company be like, what if you used us? He's just doing Jeb Bush's please clap bullshit, man. That guy sucks.
And except, except Jeb Bush did it to a crowd of normal people, and Elon Musk is doing it to a crowd of exclusively sex offenders.
Yeah, we'll talk more about Elon Musk a little later, but we are in the Congress right now. We got to talk about our next story. It's just down the hall from the Senate in the House. I actually don't know if there's a hallway between them, but I don't know how any of this building works. I should have been paying more attention on January 6th. Anyways, this week, Republican Speaker McCarthy, what the fuck? Kevin McCarthy, he released his plan. Now, as you know, listeners, there is once again a government shutdown looming for the end of...
Shut
yeah,
it down. Right.
Shut it down.
Don't you dare. We don't need it. Stifle me.
Anyways, there is... That was the wrong sound cue. It's fine. Everything is fine. There's a government shutdown looming. Oh, here it is.
Everyone can eat shit!
Okay, there's a government shutdown coming at the end of this week, and Chuck Schumer, Kevin McCarthy, he doesn't want this to happen because, you know, even though Joe Biden's in power, everybody knows that the Republicans are trying to do this. So he's like, okay, I'm going to come up with a plan, and he released his plan this week where his idea of how to keep the government from shutting down was a spending bill that cut 8% on all domestic spending and restarted construction of the Mexico border wall.
What?
And you know what the best part is? This was a 31-day stopgap measure. cut domestic spending by 8% and start rebuilding the border wall, and we'll give you another month. Absolute nutty bullshit. But you want to know the best part? The far-right Republicans rejected it. They're like, this isn't anywhere near enough. No. Fuck this shit.
Add more racism and we'll pass it.
He's getting outflanked by like a just objectively bad, terrible decision. Like just to cut.
Yeah, speaking of Batman villains, Marjorie Taylor Greene really gives off that vibe.
for sure. It's just wild that like he proposed something that would have never passed the Democratic Senate either. Like Joe Biden would have never approved that. That was his thing. And they're even still the Republicans were like, nah, this is bullshit. You're capitulating to the Dems. Like we are such a broken country. It's hard to believe, but hey, you know what?
It's really sad in this country when the two parties just can't agree to, you know, fuck over the masses the way that they have for centuries, you know? What's this world coming to? They can't even agree on that anymore.
Yeah, back when I was a kid, we walked uphill both ways to austerity. Well, yeah, we'll see how that goes. I don't know. By the time you're hearing this, maybe the government will be shut down. And, you know, that's good. They deserve some time off.
Yeah.
I think. I don't know how that works. They have. They've been putting in their work. Let's move on to just briefly another story about people in the government not doing what I don't even fucking know. I'm bad at transitions today. You get it, listeners. Trump's going to skip the second GOP debate. Now, nobody really expected him to go, but the reason he's skipping this is because he is instead going to go to Detroit to talk to striking auto workers, which is a bold move.
And honestly, this man is killing it.
Yeah. And, you know,
and I hate to say that, obviously, for so many reasons, but like, just skipping the debates and being like, I'm going to go talk to the striking auto workers. Like, he's slapping down a 6-ton dick on that debate stage that everyone else will just be choking on all night.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think at this point, Joe Biden has announced that he's going to go talk to them too. But the fact that Joe Biden was sleeping whenever Trump was like, oh, I'll go talk to these striking workers. It makes no sense.
Yeah, why has he not already gone? That's the weird thing.
And like, people point out a lot that Joe Biden is like grading on a scale more pro-union than a lot of other presidents, than every other president in our lifetimes. The thing is that like, it's not enough to just be better than the last guy if you're not
good yet. More so just existing while unions are happening.
Yeah.
Like, I just want to say that for the record. Like, a lot of what Joe Biden is getting credit for, he didn't do.
Yeah, or like he sent out a tweet in support or something. But like, get down to the fucking picket line. What are you doing? Like,
isn't he the one who told all the rail workers to go back to work?
Well, that was different. That was, you know, people needed their derailments.
Those derailments got to be on time. All right, Cody, you don't get it. Okay. Learn a little about politics and grow up.
Have you even been listening to this show?
That's right. I forgot this is a pro derailment podcast.
Yes, we are 100% pro derailments. Derailments keep the economy running. All right.
We're 150 episodes in. We have yet to be on the rails even once.
It's just the trolley problem, but no matter which way you pull it, it's derailments.
I was gonna say, you know, it's broken window economics. We're in Keynesian territory, right? Every derailment is an economic boom. Okay.
Yeah, because people got to buy more train tracks after.
Yeah, more trains.
Yeah,
that train was a job creator
because the old ones died.
Yeah,
that's economic activity.
That train was a hero.
Never forget. Hey, speaking of Joe Biden, okay, this is, I think, one of the funniest things Joe Biden has done in his time in office. So he came out this week and announced that he is starting a White House Office of Gun Violence Prevention, and he's putting Kamala Harris in charge of it. Do you guys remember?
Okay, I guess.
Oh, boy.
You know, you want nothing to get better. Do that.
Deans remember in Obama's last State of the Union speech, he announced that he was putting together a team to cure cancer and Joe Biden was going to be in charge of it. Like this, it was like his last year in office. And he's like, oh, yeah, by the way, we're going to do a moonshot. And I'm putting this guy in charge of it. Like, what?
I vaguely remember on the campaign trail, Joe Biden promising to cure cancer, right? Or was that Joe Biden that did that?
Yeah. That was good old Joe.
But just like the concept of announcing that you're going to try with like only the presidential power, which isn't enough to do anything, you're going to try to tackle like, pretty insurmountable problem and you're going to put your vice president in charge of it is so fucking funny. Like
cancer cures will never pass the Senate vote.
Yeah. Or neither will anything dealing with guns. We're going to get rid of gun violence and Kamala's going to do it. Like
she got to have something to do.
She's wasted, dude. She has margaritas to stir. Like, I'm so excited to see what she comes up with. I'm sorry. I'm excited to hear her mumble what she's come up with. I don't care what the results are. I care about how fucked up on pills she is whenever she tries to tell us about it.
I'm guessing with her track record, it's going to result in more people incarcerated.
Kamala Harris is the only person in America who can still get Quaaludes. And honestly,
That's the thing is like, this won't like, they're never going to approach this in a way that affects like gun manufacturers' profits or something like that. Right.
Yeah.
Right. So it's only going to be like, let's hurt marginalized people more. Statistically speaking, a lot of marginalized groups are the safest gun owners. It's not been studied a lot, but like Black women are some of the safest gun owners in the whole country.
That makes sense.
I'm sure that this, whatever Kamala Harris is doing, won't take that into account, or the fact that trans people are statistically safe gun owners. Sure, that won't be taken into account, especially because, you know, there was the trans shooter. So we got it, you know.
Oh, that
release
one.
Release the manifesto.
Yeah, that one. I'm terrified.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Scary stuff.
It truly is. Well, you know, I don't know. I just think it's funny. I don't care. Hey, let's move on. This week, the Florida Surgeon General announced that he is urging residents of Florida under the age of 65 not to get vaccinated. Surgeon General of Florida, like the highest position of health in the state, came out and was like, "No, you guys should not get vaccinated. Don't get vaccinated. It might kill you." Like.
Don't do it. I heard it on podcast.
Yeah, like this guy must be
which
listening
podcast?
To us.
I hate to tell you. Hate to tell you which podcast this Surgeon General is listening to.
Yeah, like sorry, dude, don't listen. This guy gets his news from us. That was who told me that story too. That I was telling you about earlier, the guy that said if it wasn't for the worst week yet, I wouldn't know what's going on in the world. Signed, the Surgeon General of Florida.
And we were like, oh no.
Is he on the Patreon?
This is the most distressing fan mail yet.
Yeah, so this is this is one way to try and deal with COVID is to, you know, just let it kill everybody. Here's the thing, if COVID just kills everybody that it's gonna kill, won't be a problem anymore.
That line, but
it's not quite herd immunity. It's culling? Is that the word I'm looking for?
Yeah. I need to discuss something with the viewers really quick. listeners, because you know, you don't see, and that's the problem, which is that Andrew Hillary is having to distract his kitten with this laser pointer while
wondering
recording
what's
this
going
podcast.
On.
And it is the most confused. It looks like he's giving a PowerPoint presentation to ghosts in
you don't know what I'm doing over here
the room or something. It is the most confusing thing to have to try to just keep powering through here, and I just need to like say something about it at least once.
I was wondering what it was. I thought you were holding like a vape like up in the air, and I'm like, what is he doing? Is he trying to get like the liquid down or something? You're just holding up a vape. What is going on?
Well, it's like whenever you get an injury, you have to elevate that like your limb above your head. It's the same with vapes. I have a broken vape and a broken heart.
Wow.
Elevate those popcorn lungs. Those popcorn lungs above your head.
I haven't been on a trampoline in so long. That's not related at all, but I just thought about it. I've got a stick with a string on it now, but I'm going to try that so it's not as distracting. Or maybe it's more distracting. Who knows?
Ooh.
So if you live in Florida,
fine.
Go
keep
get COVID.
Keep doing what you're doing. It's totally fine. I just wanted to at least once be able to express that. What the fuck?
Yeah, no, let's just circle back to the part where Andrew said that culling was good or whatever.
I don't think it's good. I think it's what the fucking Surgeon General of Florida is proposing. I'm not saying it's a good idea, but it is an idea. It is an idea, and you cannot argue that it isn't.
I guess you may
can't or won't.
A little bit of column A, a little bit of column C. Don't ask about column B. Building 7. Okay. Hey, Hunter Biden this week. He announced that he is suing the IRS.
What? You can do that?
For releasing his tax...
You can.
For releasing his tax records. He's filing suit against the IRS.
All right.
This is awesome. Here's the thing. Joe Biden, I mean, from what I understand, like, you know, he's corrupt in a way that all politicians are corrupt, but, like, he's, like, the poorest member of the Senate, like, he has not, like, sufficiently cashed in the way that a lot of other politicians do. And so, you know, for all the talk about him being impeached or whatever, like, I don't think that there really is, you know, as far as things that politicians would get impeached for, like, he's definitely a war criminal and shit just by default. But, like, he's relatively, like, clean as far as politicians go. The fact that his son is so messy is awesome. And, like, he's been indicted for gun charges, but, in like, there is, like, shit that they're, like, looking into his taxes. But the fact that they are looking into his taxes and now he is just countersuing the federal government while his dad is the fucking president is it's so awesome.
It's so cool. Like, it's, like, the coolest thing.
I've resolved to write in Hunter Biden in 2024 just to own the conservatives.
And then whenever the libs ask, oh, did you vote? You can be like, I voted Biden.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here's the thing. I'm also voting Biden, but it is Commander Biden is who I'm voting for. The dog that keeps biting all the Secret Service agents. He's got my vote.
That's actually not a bad choice also. Yeah, I'm actually torn now between Hunter and Commander for 2024.
We've had 46 war criminal presidents. I think we could finally use a good boy in the office for 4 years.
You're so right.
A war criminal dog. Yeah.
There's no rule in the Geneva Convention that says a dog can't be a war criminal.
So you have to be 35, but how old is that years?
What if we pin a bunch of the United States' crimes onto a dog? Holy shit. This is brilliant.
Find out where the Clintons buried all those bodies and have them bury some bones. I don't know.
Yes.
Commander, you're the goodest boy. All right. Hey, enough about people. Let's talk about mysteries. What? Do you guys like mysteries?
Yeah. Okay. I was wondering where the fuck you were going with that, but actually I'm in.
Well, yeah. There was quite a mystery earlier this week.
Ooh.
On Sunday, I believe it was, when the U.S. Army put out a call asking for residents of South Carolina for help after a pilot flying one of our F-35 fighter jets ejected, and then they lost the plane.
Oh.
They put out this message like,
hell yeah. It's always in the last place you look.
We are asking the residents of South Carolina for help locating this $116 million plane that we can't really figure out what happened to it.
I'm just going to say, for the record, I would download a plane. Take that as you will. Especially if it's worth $116 million.
I'll bust out the 3D printer. We can get it going right now.
Well, it's $116 million per plane, but the F-35 program, I've seen some reports that say they've spent over $1 trillion trying to get this plane to work, and it just does not fucking work. Now, I couldn't figure this out.
I still feel like even if it doesn't work, I could sell it to Russia.
Hey, Russia, who's your plane guy? I'll undercut it.
I got a new one for you. His name's CIA Brain.
No relation.
He posts on the War Thunder forums, if that gives you any credibility of his resume.
This is the same plane. The F-35 is the same plane that, you know, they've invested $1 trillion into making, and then they test flew it in the rain and it crashed immediately. Like, this is
a big boondoggle one, right?
Yeah,
it doesn't work, and like, it's super expensive, and didn't they say it can only fly for like 2 hours before it runs out of fuel or something like that? It couldn't have gone far. I guess that's good.
It's the most advanced piece of military technology we've ever created, and it doesn't work if it's cloudy. Like, yeah.
Incredible
so
stuff.
For a day and a half, they just lost this plane. Which, here's the thing, like, put one of those fucking tags on it. Air tags, whatever they're called, like
the bottom of it. Yeah.
At the very least, just like slap one on there. You've spent $116 million on this thing. Like, put a little GPS on there.
That's got the added benefit too, because those air tags, if someone with an iPhone is following you, you'll get a notification. So, you know, you got that little extra thing. The Russian jets following, you'll get the notification. Hey, you're being stalked.
So they finally found this thing. It was also the pilot ejected, and I read conflicting reports. Now, this is the kind of thing that the military probably wouldn't tell us about if they didn't have to, but I saw reports that say the pilot, like, it did not try to eject, like that it just shot him out of the plane or something. So
see you, dude.
So I'm choosing to believe that's what happened.
Like the scariest possible situation that a human being could be put in, other than being crushed in a submarine.
Well, that would never happen to anybody, especially not the father of a Blink-182 fan. So yeah.
By the way, how much this plane sucks is just reminding me a little bit of I saw this poster from when we were like fucking around in Kosovo in the 90s.
Yeah.
And it was like this like anti-American poster, and it was like it was like a Yugoslavian or one of the groups that was involved, like somebody made this poster, and it's like translated, it's like, oh, sorry that your invisible plane got shot down. And like, they were like tracking the number of these like super high powered fighter jets they had shot down on these posters.
Yeah.
It was incredible shit.
That fucking rules. They did finally find the plane. It like crashed into a swamp 63 miles north of where the pilot ejected, and like,
hell yeah,
that could have very easily just hit a house or a building or something. And like, yeah, it's just, I don't know, it's sunk cost fallacy. Like, they're not going to just abandon this plan that they've spent $1 trillion trying to get this plane to work, but like,
and yet they should.
Yeah
I mean, pretty upsetting that you know, that would have been real bad if it had hit a building, you know, so close to 9/11. It would have taken, you know, taken away from that day, you'd think.
9/11, wow. 2, F-35.
Mind blown, actually.
Yeah. Well,
did y'all see there was a news report, like a local news interviewed somebody who heard it, and the guy's just like, yeah, I heard it. You know, I heard it crash, and he just starts screaming, making the noise, like imitating the noise. Did you hear that?
No, that fucking rules. We should have got that guy on the show. No offense, Brainbox.
Yeah, can we get that guy?
I'll get him on the line.
Hell yeah.
I'll punch him in.
So let's move on here. This is just a brief story. So this week, the United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres held a special summit on climate change, where he castigated the world's largest fossil fuel emitters and, you know, just talking about how fucked everything is and how fucked we all are, blah, blah, blah. You get it. The reason I want to bring this up is because he closed the meeting. His closing phrase was, "Humanity has opened the gates to hell."
Nice.
That's pretty sick.
That's what I want to hear from my UN Secretary General. Like, come on. Yeah. Yeah. Let it burn, baby. Here's the thing. I talk a lot about how one of the things that pisses me off the most is that people just aren't honest enough about the ways in which we're fucking things up, or like aren't frank enough about it. Like how anytime gun control comes up, like nobody's ever like, hey, like if you want to have guns, people are just going to die from them frequently. It's just that's what it costs. I would respect that so much. And I would respect it a lot more if, you know, politicians who don't want to fix climate change were just like, yeah, dog, we open the gates to hell. Why don't you have a seat? Like,
I gotta push back on that a little bit, because name a single politician in America.
I can't.
Where if you just heard them say the words, we opened the gates to hell. I gotta say, like any one of these politicians, I'm like, oh, they're talking about some weird fundamentalist Christian bullshit. Like,
fair.
Imagine Marjorie Taylor Greene says, we open the gates to hell. Oh, she believes that.
They
she
probably said okay, we opened the
like,
gates to hell.
What if like
whenever
Ed Markey said it?
What
if like Ed Markey said it?
They probably said we opened the
gates. I'd be like,
I would be
startled if he did that.
They probably said we opened the gates to hell after there was a trans character in the Barbie movie. So now that I'm thinking
exactly.
about it, it would have to depend on the context. But just as a sentence, it's very fun to hear. No, Biscuit, you cannot eat the fucking power cord. Are you insane?
We have opened the gates to hell is what Lauren Boebert said right before she started rubbing off her boyfriend in Beetlejuice.
We have opened the gates to hell and I'm not wearing panties. Okay. Ugh. Hey, let's talk about, okay, one of my favorite kind of movies is heist movies. And there was a heist this week that I don't know if Yen saw. This is incredible. So it was a daring heist this week. A transport vehicle was attacked and raided on a military base in Alaska. The three robbers, it was a mom and her two kids, and together they were able to steal over 20 packages of donut holes.
In Alaska?
By the way, they were bears. A Krispy Kreme delivery truck stopped at a military base.
And got it shit rocked.
Got it shit rocked by a family of bears. The guy came out and there was just bears just tearing everything open and eating all the donuts. And it's so cute. This is the best kind of heist. Just little cute little baby bears just nom 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 nom.
I love that bear crimes have been escalating lately, and I just want to see that continue.
Yeah, I think by 2025, I think most crimes should be bear crimes.
The socioeconomic conditions of the bear community has been ravaged. That's why it's on the rise.
Joe Biden is...
Wow, powerful stuff.
Joe Biden is starting...
Powerful stuff from our guest, Cody, a.k.a. MSG. I already did that one. Fuck.
NCIS.
Have you got a list? You got a list that you're reading from?
NCIS Squidward.
NPR Applebottom. So we have, first of all, free these bears. They did nothing wrong. Second of all, I think donuts should be free for all living things. I think donuts, that should be the bare minimum, is everybody can have a donut, whether or not you got any money in your pocket, or if you're a bear.
Bare minimum.
The bare minimum! I didn't even realize what I just did!
Yes, yes.
Professional
hit
podcaster.
The air horn. Hit the air horn.
Rectamundo.
That's not the right button.
No, that seemed right.
You know what? We're saying that's good.
All right. Yeah. So, congratulations to these bears. You pulled it off. I think they did actually get away with it. They ran back into the
woods. Yes. Yes.
So, hey, this is maybe the least surprising thing that I have ever reported on a podcast before. This week, a new report came out that said nearly all NFTs are now essentially worthless. Can you believe this?
What?
Just now?
Come on.
Well, I mean, they were never worth anything, but they had value. Now the value gone. All my apes, valueless.
Could have got more slurp juices.
Here's the thing. I think maybe they drank a few too many slurp juices. I'm quite frequently wrong about things.
That
may come as a shock to listeners of the show. But we fucking nailed it on NFTs. Like,
we really did. We're not that smart, but we were able to see that one coming somehow.
Yeah. Yeah.
I remember when the Bored Ape restaurant was like, yeah, we're not taking crypto anymore. I was like, oh, dog. If you're not selling your NFT today.
Yeah, it's very funny. I still, like, do you remember whenever Seth Green was going to do a TV show starring his ape and then somebody stole his ape? Like, what? Yep. This is the dumbest form of anything. Like,
of incredible stuff, really.
It's shocking that it lasted more than a week, but it is super gone now. So,
and all I can say is that in the same way that there's been several Bitcoin guys showing up chopped into little pieces.
Oh, yeah.
What?
All I'm saying is that, you know, it wouldn't surprise me if some NFT scamster is about to be found in a oil drum or some shit, because there's going to be a lot of pissed off people roaming around the thing is that there are these like stupid tech bros,
mm-hmm.
who just like, they took like their whole life savings and invested it in one of these monkey pictures. Like, you can't keep up these like incredibly dangerous high level scams with no consequences from like a federal authority or like a monetary authority and expect like nothing to happen. That's why like these Bitcoin dudes are getting freaking murdered.
Yeah, there's been at least
there's no other recourse. If somebody like rips you off in Bitcoin world, you can't go to anyone. Like, you can't fight it. So it's like, there are people that are desperate and angry enough. All I'm saying is, you NFT motherfuckers,
you better get your ape a gun.
You've made a dangerous bed to lie in. And, I hope it feels good posting those like cool Instagram photos of you in expensive places in Colorado and shit like that.
Yeah, sharing your real time location data, or what is it?
Assassination coordinates. this is also reminding me of, I saw that you know, Metaverse
now has legs.
Was Metaverse Facebook's big virtual world thing that was gonna be the big fucking deal was valued at $13 trillion in 2021.
What the fuck?
All right.
Fuck?
And it was just reported recently that the biggest metaverse platform, which was called Horizon Worlds, had just 38 daily users and made $470.
Honestly, that is shockingly high.
Yeah. Yeah, that's those are great Zuck numbers right there.
It's wild how good Mark Zuckerberg was at one thing and now is like, what if we could live in the Wii universe? Like,
I mean, you got to give Mark Zuckerberg this. He's a little better at continuing to fail upward than Elon Musk is currently.
True. Yeah. Yeah. Well, hey, you know what? Let's talk about Elon Musk. As I said, we have more stories about him. Our favorite melted wax figure man this week, Elon Musk, soft announced that Twitter may begin charging all users. Now, again, at first, I was convinced that Elon Musk was so mad at Twitter that he wanted to buy it and just destroy it. But after watching him change it to X and talk about, you know, how it's going to be the everything app and realizing that, like, no, this dude earnestly wants this. The fact that he thinks that he could start charging everybody for using it and not completely ruin this, like, this will kill Twitter. Like, there's no fucking way it will have, what was there, like, a few hundred thousand people signed up for Twitter, like, Twitter Blue or whatever the fuck it's called? Like, like, not even enough to just cover the interest on the payments he has to make. The fact, like, if he says you have to pay or you can't use it, it's fucking dead. And he doesn't get that. Like, he doesn't understand what he's doing. And it is shocking how out of touch he could be with the thing that he likes. Like, it truly is. I don't understand how he could think, how he couldn't know.
I'd love to see the stats of how many people have left the platform since he took over currently.
I don't have I don't have a ton.
It's got to be really bad because the last I saw was that it was around 60%.
Yeah.
Which is incredible. Like, that's like horrible.
And I know you could never gather this data, but two of the three people on this podcast were kicked from Twitter. We didn't leave. We got kicked, you know.
Canceled. That's right. Elon Musk believes in cancel culture, and he has done it to two out of three of us.
Pretty fucked up.
And
I'm still waiting for my comedy special.
Well, what are you calling it?
I'm calling it canceled. Wait, no. I'm calling it...
Triggered?
Trigger, yeah, no, can't do that one. Censored, no.
You can't say anything anymore. The special.
Uh-oh.
Biscuit, I will fuck you up. I don't know, he's coming in hot. Yeah, so Elon Musk, he's going to kill Twitter. He's also going to kill a bunch of people this week. Elon announced that they are beginning to try and find human test victims, I mean subjects, for Neuralink. Now, I don't know if you saw this. I don't know if this was this week or the week before, but there was this thing that came out where Elon Musk was like, hey, just so everybody knows, all the monkeys that died in the Neuralink experiments, they actually died of natural causes. Oh, no. Where did Kennedy, We lost Kennedy. Kennedy!
You were getting too close, and as your NSA agent, I had to cut you off.
Kennedy, what happened? We thought we lost you there. Welcome back.
I thought I lost myself.
Anyways, back to the news. Neuralink. Elon Musk, he came out and announced, it was either this week or last week, that he came out and announced that all of the monkeys who died in the Neuralink trials died of natural causes in old age. He said they didn't die from the experiments. We only chose monkeys that were terminally ill already, and that's why they died after we put fucking chips into their brains.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Some.
Oh my God.
Some former employee like spoke and like unofficially or whatever, but said that they were also doing experiments on pigs and they had to euthanize a bunch of the pigs because they just put the chip in backwards or something. Like,
how much value does this company have? And they couldn't put a little this side up sticker on on the chips.
You'd really think if you're working on something like that, which Elon Musk often presents as like, this is the cutting edge. This is the cutting edge.
He's in there with the soldering iron.
This is the future of whatever. Like, you'd really think that, like, if you're acting like that, that maybe you'd like train your employees or something. I don't fucking know. Like,
I say he should be in there himself. You're right, Brain Bugs. He should have a soldering iron, a scalpel, and he should have to do it on himself, actually. That's
His own head. Yeah.
Little bone saw. Yeah.
I fully believe he'll put it in his own head, though. I fully believe, like, once he gets it, quote unquote, figured out, whatever that means, I fully believe he's preparing to do that to himself.
Here's hoping. Elon, I encourage
so.
This.
Yeah.
I mean, doesn't he seem like everything you know about him, doesn't he seem like that? Like,
I think he would only put the chip in his head if somebody convinced him that it would make him better at tweeting.
You could beam your tweets directly into people's skulls.
This microchip will make you go viral. I'm not going to lie. I'd probably get it too. Anyways.
Can I use it to look at pictures of my cat later? Like when I'm not around my cat.
If you can't, then it is failed technology. What's the point of doing anything if you can't look at your cat? Answer me this, Elon Musk. Also, Mark Zuckerberg.
That's a good question.
Mark Zuckerberg, are there cats in the metaverse? Why? How do you think you get people like me to join it if there's no cats? Unless
also
there are
a
cats.
Good question.
We ask the important questions here,
but Mark Zuckerberg, don't answer that one.
Yeah, this is being recorded. Just so you know, fucking Biscuit, get off the power. That's the only cord you. I will fucking end you, dog. Yeah, I got the laser out now. Yeah. Anyways, these technical difficulties have been brought to you by a kitten. Okay, we've got one last story here. this week, the NYPD unveiled its newest police officer, which is a 420-pound fat-ass R2-D2-looking piece of shit robot. Now, nice. I don't know if you saw this, and I don't body shame humans. This robot, though, is too fat. It would take up multiple seats on an airplane. This robot is look.
Are the taxpayers paying for its bag of fudge rounds? That's my question.
Dang. Somebody get Oliver Arbuckle or whatever the fuck. I don't get him on the line. Get him on the line. Oh, we got God. Your next hit right here, buddy. AI funded
fudge rounds.
Tax round fudge powered robot.
Now, this robot, which I think there was a name for it, but I didn't write it down because who gives a fuck? This robot will be on patrol of the Times Square subway station. It'll begin. They're going to start implementing it now. It will be working with a human partner, though, for the first 2 months. This in the press release, Eric Adams, which, by the way, holy shit, that guy sucks. Eric Adams was like, talking about how, you know, I first started as a cop walking the beat, and I never thought I'd be standing up here next to a robot. Now, so stupid.
I'm looking at a picture of this thing, and it looks like a giant one of those air fresheners when you walk past it. It just like spritzes, you know, flowery scent at you.
Oh, if only we were that lucky. No, this is a. It's got like
except instead of perfume, it's mace, I would assume.
There it is.
Yeah.
So this will be working with a human partner for the next 2 months, at which they described as like, we just want to have a human with it to like introduce it to the people that are there. It's like, is this cop going to walk up to people like and point at the robot and just like, hey, just so you guys know, this guy's with me. Like, what? It's so dumb. But
that
after
makes
that,
me trust the robot even less.
Yeah. Here's the thing. The only thing that would get me to trust a robot less is if a cop was like, no, seriously, trust this robot. So the company,
I need it to be introduced to me by the guy at the corner store. You know, hey, here's my helper, you know.
Eric Adams also bragged about how this will save the NYPD so much money because they're leasing this thing. They didn't buy it. They're leasing it for, I think he said, $9 an hour. So in the speech he was giving, he's like, that's less than minimum wage. And this thing doesn't need bathroom breaks or meal breaks. And it's like, man, you just, the fucking priorities of this. God damn. But I will say the company that manufactures it is called Nightscope. And they have actually implemented these robots so far in more than 30 different locations. These robots are currently walking around rolling around doing shit already. So I just wanted to close out the podcast today with a couple of stories as to how this is going. There was one in our nation's capital that fell into a pool of water outside of an office building. Just rolled. Oh. There was no note, but we can't rule out that it didn't kill itself.
It's like a Dalek. It can't go up or down stairs. Can't get out of the pool.
Like, I really want to sound the alarms about the potential dangers of these robot police, but I can't get over how stupid they are right now.
Like, for sure.
And they're just like complete like goofy bozo territory at the moment. Just like, uh-oh, it's that wacky robot. Like, have you seen how the ones in the grocery stores just like block aisles and make it impossible to get to shit?
I haven't seen them in grocery stores, but whenever I was out in Los Angeles earlier this year, I did see some of the Uber Eats delivery robots, which are just like a cooler on wheels. And man, those things are dumb looking. And here's the thing is that, like, I believe probably within our lifetimes, robots will become could have the potential to become, you know, this scary dystopian, like, huge threat to humanity and whatnot. But it is, you're right. In this moment, they are so stupid and silly and just like this stupid piece of shit, fucking trash can on wheels bullshit.
You're on wax right now, insulting these robots. I just want to remind you that.
Here's the thing.
Oh shit.
They can come and they can come and get me. I have a fucking moat around my house. but no, so there was another one in a town called Mountain View, California, where an inebriated man just beat the shit out of one of these things.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
And my favorite story is one of these robots was in service in San Francisco, where somebody knocked it over and then covered the whole thing in barbecue sauce.
That's awesome.
So,
roasted pig.
Roasted robot pig.
I love it.
Yeah, so, you know, the robots will kill us eventually, but as of right now, we're doing pretty good against them.
You said they only cost $9 an hour.
Yeah. We should get a worst week yet robot.
It just makes me think that the biggest unionization effort is going to be robot cops, probably, in the near future. They're going to demand more before any other union actually gets their demands.
Here's the thing is that if the technology...
Robot cops, like, if we're ever going to acknowledge, like, artificial intelligence as, like, having rights, it'll start with the fucking robot cops for sure before any other possible robot.
Yeah, I think I saw a tweet one time where it's like the first time they acknowledge robots as human will be when it's a murder trial for covering a robot in barbecue sauce.
I can only see it now that the phrase "Blue Lives Matter" but "lives" has scare quotes around it. Anyways, we live in hell. Cody, Brain Bugs, thank you so much for joining us today. Now, you post a lot of cool shit on the internet. Tell folks where they can find that cool shit.
You can search CIA Brain Bugs on TikTok and Instagram. I do music. My band, Mad Delirious, is like a shoegazy, psychedelic jam band kind of thing. And we just did a live stream for the fall equinox last night. You can search Mad Delirious on YouTube to find that.
Hell yeah. Yeah. And it is nice to hang out with people that I've been saying or acknowledging your at least internet name for what, like 3 years now or whatever. So thank you for joining us.
I hope I wasn't too weird about it.
No, I think it's great. I like the proactivity. We have another patron that wants to be on the show. I forget who it is, but I'll get back to you soon.
I promise not to pull a Posey and like come on the pod and then just immediately ghost whatever happened with that.
Wait, you mean Lloyd?
Was that Lloyd that did that?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was.
I think. I don't fucking know.
We don't have to get into it. Never mind.
Yeah. Let's air out the laundry. Something. Let's talk about which of our patrons we hate. Kennedy, where can they find you?
Sentai Truther Club. Returning soon. We're recording new episodes.
Hell yeah.
Hey, tell me more about that. I want to know more about that.
It's a media literacy podcast focused on tokusatsu programming with a relatively leftist slant. And it's very goofy. We watch mostly Power Rangers. And it's a really good time. And we are coming back with Power Rangers Beast Morphers. So that should be pretty fun and interesting.
Beastie and Morphe. Hell yeah. Well, you can follow me at Andrew Hiller US. I am going on tour here soon. So if you live in a place that I might go, let me know. I will sleep on your floor. You can follow the show at Worst Week Yet. You can support the show by going to patreon.com/worstweekyet. And more important than I would say most, if not all, of that bullshit, tune in again next week for more bad news.